A group from Haines is asking candidates in the upcoming general election to challenge the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling. And the Haynesboro explores different options to improve access to public facilities for elderly and disabled people. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro is applying for multiple grants to complete projects aimed at improving accessibility for the elderly and people with disabilities. Krista Kielsmeyer is the borough manager's executive assistant. She has been deeply involved in grant writing for the borough. Kielsmeyer believes current proposals are addressing a clear need to improve accessibility in Haynes.
At one point or another, we've been the highest median age in the state, and we have our cruise ship passengers coming in. So I think it is a priority. And I think sometimes people wait until an issue affects them personally or a family member or a really close friend, but you can see in the community, whether a person is your friend or not, you can see that there are people who need ADA accessibility, and we should try to help with that if we can.
Currently, the borough is looking at four different projects to improve accessibility according to Americans with Disabilities Act standards. The borough is applying for a grant from the Land and Water Conservation Fund to improve ADA accessibility at Clinkett Park. The project would create ADA accessible paths and a ramp connecting the park to the Portage Cove Trail. It would also replace the park's aging pavilion. Chilkoot Indian Association has created trails throughout Haynes and has identified accessibility as a priority. The organization has agreed to partner with the borough and construct the ADA accessible ramp and trails at Clinkett Park. In addition to the Clinkett Park project, the borough is also applying for a community development block grant from the Alaska Department of Commerce. These grants provide funding for public facilities and planning activities to improve the health and safety of residents in communities across Alaska. The Haynesboro Assembly is deciding between three project proposals to submit for consideration. The Haynes Sheldon Museum has proposed to build an elevator and ADA accessible bathrooms in the museum. The Haynes Senior Village submitted a plan for a covered parking structure for its residents. And Haynesboro staff presented a plan to construct ADA accessible entrances and bathrooms for the borough's public safety building. Kielsmeyer presented the plan for the public safety building at the assembly meeting last week. She said that it has been difficult to figure out how to choose a project to submit.
So that's what's made it somewhat complicated, is that a nonprofit can apply through the borough, and how do you have a process that is fair to all applicants? It's hard to determine a process that would weigh borough interests and nonprofit interests equally.
The Haynesboro Assembly will select a project to submit for grant funding at the assembly meeting on Tuesday, October 23rd. A group from Haynes is asking candidates in the upcoming general election to sign a pledge to support the amendment of existing Alaska laws to clarify that the term person means only an individual human being. We the People Alaska was started by Haynes resident Gershon Cohen in response to the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling, which allows corporations, unions, and other collectives to make financial contributions to political campaigns under the First Amendment. State Governor candidates Mark Begich and Bill Walker have signed the pledge, along with several candidates for state legislature, such as Jesse Keel and Chris Diamond. Recently, Cohen visited KHNS to discuss the initiative and what he is trying to accomplish by having candidates sign this pledge.
And so one of the fundamental things I think that has to change is that in many of our laws here in Alaska, the word person and the term artificial person are used interchangeably. And that has to change. We have to, at least as a start, clean up the definition sections of our laws to make it clear that this law, it might apply to persons as well as artificial persons, but there needs to be a distinction in the definitions so that there may be laws that should only apply to persons or should only apply to artificial persons. Until you at least begin with that distinction, you can't separate the two enough to make the rules apply correctly. So, for example, you know, to go back to the election issue, we have campaign finance laws in our state, and some of our laws are actually better than some of the ones around the country compared to some other states. But we can't really fix our campaign finance rules until we recognize and accept that only individual human beings have freedom of speech. That it's fine for corporations to express opinions, but they shouldn't be able to use this notion that they have freedom of speech to be able to give them unlimited ability to put money into election processes.
Why focus on this specific definition of, you know, individuals versus corporations, labor unions, collectives, as opposed to financial disclosures and, you know, strict rules limiting the amount that you can contribute to a candidate?
Because the fundamental principle here is important. There are many ways in which corporations have a tremendous advantage over individuals. You know, everyone who lives here, who is a citizen here, has an opportunity to vote. If you are also able to essentially vote through your associations as artificial persons, what it means is that wealthier people get to vote more, basically, right? They're, you know, we're supposed to be a society where it's supposed to be one man, one vote. And that breaks down when you have this other avenue that you can pursue for political power. You know, you can talk about campaign finance reform, or you can talk about responsibility in terms of tort reform. But really what we feel is most important is getting back to that fundamental question of who has rights and who has privileges.
If they amend state laws to, you know, make it so that only individuals, not entities like corporations or unions or other, you know, collectives can contribute to campaigns, when those state laws run up against this Supreme Court decision, how would they be able to be enforced?
Well, that's a good question. And you know what would probably happen is we'd probably end up with challenges. And that's the way the system's supposed to work. And then you go back to court and you try to win the day in court. That's the way it works here in America.
That was Gershon Cohen discussing a pledge created by the group We the People Alaska. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.